Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakhtar.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue our study of commentaries on the Quran. As we promised you in our last broadcast, today we'll continue with the manufactured teaching of the Quran concerning the worship of the angels to Adam. Allah ordered the angels, that is in Quran chapter 15, beginning from verse 28, to worship Adam. And somehow, all the angels obeyed Allah and they worshipped Adam except the devil. And as we have seen in our last broadcast, the story was repeated throughout the pages of the Quran. And somehow, every time the story is repeated in the Quran, we find different wording, which means it is actually a made-up story. But we ended in our last broadcast in verse 34. That is when Allah told the devil, "So get out from it. So surely you are stoned, and surely the curse will be on you until the judgment day." That is how Allah punished Satan in that portion of the Quran. But in other places in the Quran, as we have read, Allah always gave different judgment. In any way, let us continue with the very important verse, which is the found verse. Many of us read that verse and do not understand what did Allah actually mean by that. But here is how the devil was responding to the judgment of Allah. That is when he said, "My Lord, so delay me until a day they will be raised." That is, don't punish me now, don't judge me now. And as we shared in our last program, there is no way that the devil will call God my Lord. Allah answered the devil in verse 37, "So surely you are all the delayed until the day of the appointed time." Now, here is what really shocked me, and because we did not have enough time to talk about in depth in our last broadcast, that's why I bring it to you today. And that is what Satan said in verse 39. "My Lord, because you seduced me, I will surely adorn to them on earth, and I will surely seduce all of them, except your sincere servants among them." Imagine with me, we learn from verse 39 of Quran chapter 15, not only Allah is the one who leads people astray, but he is the one who led the devil astray. This is not my words. That's exactly what Allah said in the Quran. Satan said, "Because you seduced me." Who seduced Satan to do what is wrong? It is Allah. As we read even in the interpretation of the great Muslim scholar Ibn Kathir, who stated that Allah Almighty is telling us about the devil or Satan and how he rebelled against Allah by saying to the Lord, "Because you seduced me." Ibn Kathir continued to say that some of them, these are the scholars of Islam, these are the ones we learn from about the real meaning of these words of the Quran. Some of them said that he is a devil, swore, gave an oath that he will seduce the people of the earth because Allah seduced him, because Allah seduced the devil, because Allah led the devil astray. He, the devil, decided to beautify to the descendants of Adam, peace be upon him, on the earth, that he will make them to love, to disobey Allah. And he was encouraging, that is, the descendant of Adam to disobey Allah and make it difficult and hard for them to live right by simply seducing them, all of them. As Allah seduced the devil, he will also seduce the people, the descendants of Adam. Can you imagine that with me? Now, maybe some of you will ask, what do you mean Allah seduced Satan? It's very simple. You see, if you think about the command of Allah, in that story to the angels. It was an evil command. He wanted the angels to worship Adam, when in reality, they know that they only worship Allah, and they worship Allah alone. Look at the rest of the passage of the Quran. Even when Allah went to tell his angels he's about to create a human, a successor on this earth, they told him, why do you do that? The angels told Allah, don't do that because they will sin against you. They will shed the blood, and we are here worshiping you, and we are here serving you. Well, guess what? When Allah orders the angels to worship Adam, he is ordering them to do what is wrong. The devil, by nature, was prideful, as Allah said throughout the Quran. That's why he refused to worship Adam. But more important than that is the devil refused to worship Adam because he knows that is the wrong thing to do. Because he knows he's only supposed to worship Allah and Allah alone. And because the devil did the right thing, which is not to worship Adam, because he knows the right thing is to worship Allah alone, because he did what is right. And that is what he did. Goes against the command of Allah for all the angels to worship Adam. He was seduced by Allah. I hope you understand what I said. I'll repeat it again. You see, the right thing for angels to do is to worship Allah alone. Allah, with his deception, he ordered the angels to worship Adam. All the angels did the wrong thing by worshiping Adam, but they did the right thing, which is to obey Allah, even if Allah asked them to do the wrong things. And because Satan refused to worship Adam because he knows that is the wrong thing, he lived in disobedience to the command of Allah. And because he disobeyed Allah by not obeying him, Allah punished him. Imagine how Muslims can see Allah. Allah will ask you to do the wrong things, and because he did ask you, you have to obey him anyway. And if you do not do the wrong things which Allah is asking you to do, then you are living in disobedience. Then you are going to be punished. That is exactly what happened in the made-up story of the worship of the angels to Adam in the pages of the Quran. As we said earlier, the story was repeated with different wordings, and that itself is enough evidence to any smart person with logic or common sense to throw the story completely out of the Quran. It is not true. It is a fabrication made up by Muhammad or those who helped him to write the verses of the Quran. Once again, let me remind you, the Bible is very clear. We are to worship nobody but God alone, not anything. So if humans are not to worship but God alone, do you think angels will worship Adam? What a made up story. Now, we know the story about the fall of Satan from heaven, who used to be an angel, a beautiful angel, is actually written in the Bible. And it is not about rejecting the worship of Adam, but because he was prideful to worship God Almighty. Muhammad heard something about angels and worship, and Satan was cast out of heaven, and he just used his imagination, or those who helped him to write the Quran, they used their imagination and they invented the contradictory story which we have read throughout the pages of the Quran. Here is what the Bible said about the fall of Satan in the Bible. As we read that in the writing of Prophet Isaiah, a prophet Muhammad never mentioned in the Quran because he knows nothing about Isaiah. In the book of Isaiah chapter 14, beginning from verse 12, we read, "How you are fallen from heaven, O Lucifer." Who's Lucifer? That is the devil. And then we read, "Son of the morning, how you are cut down to the ground. You who weakened the nations, for you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will also sit on mount of the congregation on the farthest sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High." Do you hear the true story? Here is what the Bible said. It was Satan who became proud and he wanted to make himself higher than the Most High God. He wanted to be exalted even above the throne of God. That's why God cast him down from heaven to earth. Not because he refused to worship Adam, because he was prideful of worshiping Adam, who was made from dust or dirt or clay or whatever other materials Muhammad used throughout the Quran. It was very simple because he was too prideful to worship God Almighty. That is the true biblical account, which sadly, neither Muhammad nor his so-called Muslim scholars, nor sadly the global Muslims all over the world for the last 1400 years knew anything about.
Have you always wanted to read exactly what the Quran teaches, but didn't know which translation you could trust? Most English versions of the Quran have glossed over many of the troubling passages and sugar-coated the violent and immoral teachings written within Islam's holiest book. After years of careful translation, with assistance from scholars around the globe, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry is pleased to offer the single most accurate modern English version of the Quran ever produced. This study Quran is packed with valuable resources such as detailed study notes for the reader, comments and references regarding the many errors and contradictions in the Quran, careful comparisons with biblical accounts borrowed and corrupted by Muhammad, information regarding the original sources that Muhammad adopted, highlights of non-Arabic words and idioms within the text of the Quran, a detailed table of biblical prophecies about Jesus, and a clear presentation of the evidence for the Bible with a powerful gospel invitation. This modern English translation will equip you with the knowledge you need to reach those lost in the darkness of Islam. Visit us online at www.thestraightway.org to order your copy today. Case discounts are also available. The Straight Way of Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. Please contact us at 941-223-1703. And now, back to our show.
Now listen to Allah's response to that deal which the devil is making with him. In Quran chapter 15, verse 41, he said, that is Allah, this is a way on me straight. Surely my servants, you have no authority over them, except those who follow you from the seduced. And here I must confess to you, I am completely confused. Why is that? The deal was made between Allah and Satan. Was that? Satan is revenging from the seduction which Allah put on him when Allah seduced him and caused him to lose his place in heaven because he refused to worship Adam, that he, the devil, would seduce all the people on the earth. And he was very clear when he said, except your sincere servants among them, which means Satan will only seduce the people who do not belong to Allah, the people who are not sincere in serving Allah. But in verse 41, Allah said, that's wonderful. That's okay. This is the straight way. This is a deal I'm making with you that you can do that. And then Allah said in verse 42, surely my servants, you have no authority over them. All those who believe in me, those who serve me on earth, you have no power over them. But then somehow, when we learn about Allah, the God of exception, added the word except, which makes no sense whatsoever. That is when he said, except those who follow you from the seduced. Wait a minute. We're talking about the same people here. The servants of Allah, those who believed in him, those who are worshiping Allah. Satan will have no authority over them. But somehow Allah added, except those who follow you from the seduced. And I wonder, who are those who are seduced? They are from Allah's servants. And who will be the one who seduced Allah's servants? Of course it is Allah alone. Why? Because he is the one who declared throughout the Quran that he leads astray whom he will and he guides whom he will. After all, Allah is the best deceiver. So obviously from Quran chapter 15 and verse 42, we learn that Allah the God of Muhammad, will seduce some of his own servants, some of those who believe in him, just to give Satan few more people to lead astray with his seduction. Can you imagine that with me? That is what the Quran teaches. What a weird deal Allah made with the devil to allow him even to take some of his own servants, those who believe in Allah, to be seduced by the devil so that they may spend eternity in hell. You may think I'm making this up. No. That is the will of Allah to fill hell with human and jinn. As we read directly in the following verse, that's Quran chapter 15 and verse 43. That is when Allah said, "And surely hell is the promise for them all." What is the description of that hell? Allah said, "It has seven doors. To every door, a portion of them is assigned." But in Quran chapter 7 and verse 18, we read, He said, that's Allah, "Get out of it, despised, driven away. To all those who follow you, from them I will surely fill hell from all of you." A complete different answer. Which answer is the right answer? Is it what we read in Quran chapter 7 or what we read in Quran chapter 15? If Muslims can just read the Quran for what it is, without fixing it in their mind, without finding a fabricated answer for the contradictions all over the Quran, our wonderful Muslim friends will discover that the Quran cannot be a miracle. The Quran cannot be the true word of God. Now I'd like to share with you what Muslim scholars said about these gates of hell, as we have read in Quran chapter 15 and verse 44, when Allah said, "It, which is hell, has seven doors. To every door, a portion of them is assigned." Ali ibn Abi Talib asked the question, "Do you know what are the gates of hell?" And then he put his hand one on the top of the other. That is by removing the left hand and the right hand from the bottom to the top, and so on, seven times. Ibn Jarir, the great Muslim scholar, said that hell has different levels. The first one he named Jahannam. Then he named the second one to be by the name Lazay. Then Al-Hatma. Then As-Sa'ir. Then Sakr. Then Jahim. Then Hawaya. Al-Dahhak, another Muslim scholar, said the first level of the hell, which is in the top, where all those who believe that there is no God except Allah, and they will go in that hell for a while, so that they will be punished as much as they have sinned against Allah. Then they will come out of it. So the first hell is for all the Muslims, all those who believed in Muhammad and in Allah. As for the second hell, which is a little bit hotter, it is actually the hell of the Christians. As for the third hell, it is for the Jews. As for the fourth hell, it is for the Sabaeans. As for the fifth hell, it is for the Magites. As for the sixth hell, it is for the people who associate other gods with Allah, Mushrikeen. And as for the seventh hell, it is made for the hypocrites. These are the Muslims who do not practice jihad for the sake of Allah, nor contribute towards the Muslims financially, who are willing to perform jihad for the sake of Allah, as it is stated in Quran chapter 3 and verse 167. That is when Allah said, "And that he might know the hypocrites, and it was said to them, come, engage in war for the sake of Allah, or contribute. They said, if we know how to engage in war, we would have followed you. They are clothed on that day to infidelity than to faith. They say with their mouths what is not in their heart, and Allah knows best what they hide." Someone would say, how can Muslims go to hell for a while to be punished for their sins if the Quran declared that hell, it is a punishment forever for those who will go to it? Obviously, this is another contradiction in the Quran, because somehow Muhammad wrote other verses to contradict that belief that hell is for the unbelievers. As you read in Quran chapter 19 and verse 71, and before I read that verse to you, let me read to you my bold statement which we wrote above that verse. All Muslims will burn in hell for a while, Only the fearer of Allah will ever get out. See also verse 3:185, and obviously that contradicts what is written in the book of Matthew chapter 25 verse 46 and in the book of Luke chapter 16 and verse 26. But here is the word of Allah in Quran chapter 19 and verse 71. And there is none of you who will not go down into it. This was an unavoidable decree of your Lord. What is it? When Allah said, and there is none of you who will not go down into it. It here is hell. So the righteous and the evil will go to hell. And then Allah will deliver those who feared him from hell to paradise. As Allah stated in the following verse, that's Quran chapter 19 and verse 72, then we will deliver those who fear and warn the unjust in it on their knees. In his interpretation, the great Muslim scholar Al-Tabri said that after all the people will go to hell, Allah will take out from it those who feared him. As for those who did not obey Allah, who worship others than Allah, they will abide in it forever. What a very strange concept, because obviously these teachings are built on lies, not as the Holy Bible stated. For in the book of Matthew chapter 25 and verse 46, we read the words of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. That's when he said, and these will go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. Everlasting punishment means eternity in hell, and eternal life, it means eternity in heaven. And to continue our study of commentaries on the Quran, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.